Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Transfer Insight. And once again, of course, we're here to talk about the only name on anyone's lips. It is Dominic Solesby. And I'm also going to get the correct pronunciation of a man who I imagine has said his name more than anyone else, probably, quite frankly. It is Bundesliga commentator Kevin Hatchard. Kevin, you're joining us again so soon. How are you doing? You well?
Yeah, really good. And really excited by the potential of this because, as you say, I've commentated on him a fair bit over the last couple of years. Did a game where he scored a couple of excellent goals, actually, I think against Stuttgart earlier in the season. And yeah, he's a really, really exciting prospect, no question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to dig deeper into just how excited we should be in a second. But before we do, that pronunciation that I've seen lots of people having conversations about. What's your, I wouldn't say interpretation, because I don't doubt your interpretation. What's the correct way of pronouncing that surname?
So with the Bundesliga, we're quite lucky in the sense that what they ask the players to do is to all do a video. And in his video, he said Dominic Szoboszlai. I've spoken to Hungarian journalists and said, look, did he kind of de-Hungarianify his name to some extent? And it, apparently in Hungarian, it's not massively different. There's just a slight difference on how you say the final syllable. But he has said in the Bundesliga, Dominic Szoboszlai. So we'll see if that is maintained or not. Obviously, we know the Premier League now do their pronunciation videos as well. But I think if you say Szoboszlai, you're not too far wrong.
Well, I'm comfortable with Szoboszlai. I'm okay. That's my wheelhouse as it is at the minute. And I spoke to a Hungarian journalist actually the other day, and he said the same thing about the ending. The ending is different. So, yeah, I'm gonna stick to what I know. What is it? Walk before you can run. I'm okay with Szoboszlai. Yes. I can live there.
And I'll keep an eye on it as well. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, let's get started then. I think the place to start really, Kev, is much has been made about his versatility. I've seen loads of people saying, if you go on Transfermarkt, you can see just how many positions he's played throughout his career so far. So I guess the way to ask you is, where have you seen him thrive? And has he got a best position? And also, is he as adept at playing numerous roles as it appears?
To be honest, I think his best performances that I've seen generally, if you look at Leipzig, a lot of the time they play this 4-box-2. And what we mean by that is it's 4-2-2-2. So he would be in that attacking midfield line behind the front two, generally operating towards the right-hand side or in that right half space. And that, I feel, is where he does his best work. So in midfield, if you think of where Jordan Henderson plays, drifting out towards that right-hand side maybe, that kind of vibe, he's a very intelligent player. But I think with him, you've got to put him in areas where he can affect the game. What I love about him is he's always trying to affect the game positively. If you look at his underlying data, there's a metric called shot creating actions. He's right up there in that. So he's always trying to either have a shot himself, create a shooting opportunity for somebody else. Really good passer of the ball. Can run with the ball, but I think, you know, he's not somebody who's going to kind of weave necessarily through four or five players all the time, but he can beat a load of players with good delivery. You'll have seen, anybody who's seen a highlight reel of the guy knows he packs a punch from range. I've seen him score some breathtaking goals, scores important goals as well, which I think is important. And considering he's still in his early 20s, one of the things I really like about him is he wants to take responsibility. Mm. He wants to get involved, wants to get stuck in. The defensive side of his game needs work. He does do it, but it needs work, but that's fine. Jurgen Klopp can work on that, I'm sure. If he didn't think he could, he wouldn't be anywhere near a signing like this. So, yeah, there's real excitement. He's not a defensive midfielder in a billion years, so I wouldn't want to see him in a deep role for Liverpool. It's very much going to be that link between midfield and attack. And we've seen players for Liverpool thrive in that kind of role.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it feels to me like he's going to come in and probably slot into that sort of right side of attacking eight. And I assume from what you've said there, that's where you see him as well. Sort of, is he, you mentioned Jordan Henderson there. Is he, he's more attack minded than Jordan Henderson, I assume. But is he sort of an upgrade on Harvey Elliott in that sense, perhaps?
They're different. Harvey Elliott, I think, is a guy that maybe operates a bit better in tight spaces with that skill that he has. I mean, I like Harvey Elliott very much and wouldn't want to see him ditched in any way necessarily. And I don't think this necessarily means that. What I'm really intrigued, actually, you know, Liverpool will have been linked with Gabri Vega. I think Gabri Vega right now is a bit less two-way than Szoboszlai. Szoboszlai's maybe because he's worked in a pressing scheme at Leipzig. You know, you can't work for them unless you've got an awareness of what to do without the ball. He wouldn't last very long. Mm. The other thing you've got to bear in mind as well is he's come from Salzburg. So because he's come from Salzburg, he's worked for two Red Bull clubs. And the whole, I use tradition very loosely with the Red Bull clubs because they haven't been around very long for obvious reasons. But the playbook is high press, work hard without the ball. And so he is probably a lot more familiar with that side of the game, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why he's a more natural fit. So I'm really intrigued because you think of Liverpool's midfielders, there is a good variety there. And if you look at the guys they've been linked with, Manu Kone was very much a kind of destroyer, if you like. Alexis McAllister does a bit of everything. Szoboszlai can work without the ball, will press, will do work, but he is very much creative, attacking, shooting from range, that kind of thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you mentioned a moment ago, Kevin, about his willingness to take on responsibility, I suppose. And I find it fascinating that he's been named captain of his national team already because Willy Orban plays for Leipzig and he's Leipzig captain, and yet Szoboszlai has been given the armband for Hungary. So have you seen leadership qualities within him in the Bundesliga? Does that feel like a natural fit to you? Is he that type of player? Does he lead by his actions, I suppose, or is he a shouter on the pitch, much like Jordan Henderson? What is it about him?
I think he's a lead by example guy, maybe. I think if you look at, you know, he's done a lot at a young age. Let's not forget that, because he scored the goal that got Hungary to Euro 2020. So, and that's a fair old while ago now. And it was a brilliant goal. And he is somebody who certainly at international level has produced some really important performances and scored some really big goals. And I think if you look at a guy like that, who is technically brilliant, but also it comes back to what I was saying earlier, he's trying to affect the game. Mm. He's trying to do things and he doesn't hide. And so I think you look at all those things and he can be inspirational without being a ranter and a raver, I think. He's one thing that always strikes me about him, actually, and this might sound a bit weird, but when you're commentating on games, you often look at how players are kind of interacting with other players before games. And even when he's not involved, even when there have been games where he's suspended or he's injured, he's always there and he's always talking to other players. So I think he's quite a collegiate guy. I think he's somebody who does get on with teammates. And the fact that they've contributed to a vote for him to be captain at such a young age, I think A, speaks to his star power, and B, speaks to the fact that he's very much a leader by example. So, you know, if you're going to play for Liverpool, you need personality, and he's absolutely got that.
Yeah, well, you mentioned personality then. That's a lovely segue into my next question, actually, because just before chatting to you, I seen a clip where he was asked about a penalty that he took. I'm not sure on the game now. And basically, the question went, we're always going to take it. And I think he had a conversation with a teammate and he said, oh, no, I'll take it because I never miss. Now, are we looking at a player personality, arrogance, confidence? You need a little bit of all of that to be a top level player. Of course you do. But does he play with that swagger? And is that a positive thing, I guess?
Yeah, he backs himself 100%. And I think that's a good thing. And I think what he knows and what we all know, you only have to watch him for 10 minutes to know he strikes the ball beautifully. The technique he has, whether it's a pass, cross, free kick, shot, penalty, you name it, the ball hides from him because he knows it's going to get an absolute spanking when he hits it. That right foot is outrageous. It really is. I mean, I can't think of too many players who consistently hit the ball like he does. I think of when you go back to Hakan Çalhanoğlu, if you know, now he's at Inter, of course, he's been at Milan, but I remember him as a Hamburg player. And when he came through, he was scoring free kicks from 40 metres against Dortmund. You were like, oh my God, like this kid. And Szoboszlai's got that vibe about him. There was a game against Stuttgart earlier in the season. I mentioned that he scored 2 goals in that game and I commentated on it. I think the second goal, maybe, certainly one of the goals, was this kind of almost hip-high volley that sat up and he struck it so crisply into the corner. And you never really felt he was going to miss. So I feel like he's a guy that, especially if Liverpool are playing against, you know, a deep-lying team, a low block, he's the kind of guy that with a free kick or with a long-range effort can suddenly open up the game.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.